Well, news from the energy front now. The cost of producing solar energy is falling, narrowing the gap with energy generated at coal and gas plants. And the U.S. Energy Information Agency projects that in 2015, solar will produce enough power for about 45 million homes. But in some cities and states, the incentives that help the industry grow are under attack. And in Washington, D.C., a proposed merger between a local electric utility and a big national energy supplier is raising concerns among rooftop solar advocates. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WAMU's Jonathan Wilson explains why.
I'm climbing onto a residential rooftop in Washington, D.C.'s Mount Pleasant neighborhood. The house belongs to Anya Schulman, a woman you might call the mother of the city's solar movement. She's showing me the solar panels that offset a third to two-thirds of her energy bill each month.
Right now, direct sunlight, does that mean more power?
Yeah. So this is only 2.4 kilowatts.
So in layman's terms, how much energy does this give you?
It gives me, my bill from like $150 a month to like $60 or $80 a month.
Yeah.
Schulman leads an organization called DC Sun, which stands for DC Solar United Neighborhoods. The group has helped neighborhoods with bulk purchasing of solar panels. Schulman says residential solar in the nation's capital has taken off, and going forward might only be limited by a finite amount of rooftop space.
We are very space constrained, so it's a slow, steady, meticulous growth. But we are one of the most densely solar cities in the United States.
Schulman says her small rooftop array and those of her neighbors can be a model for the future of energy. But she's also worried these days. She's convinced that a proposed merger between Washington, D.C.'s electric utility, PEPCO, and national energy giant Exelon will stifle change.
The more we learn, the more strongly we feel that this is a terrible, terrible idea for D.C. This company is very, very different than PEPCO. PEPCO doesn't own generation. Their job is to buy energy from the best place they can and sell it to us and to manage the lines.
It's true. A huge portion of Exelon's business is generating power, and that includes the nation's largest collection of nuclear reactors, 23 to be exact, across six different states. But Dave Velasquez, the executive vice president of power delivery at PEPCO Holdings Incorporated, calls the proposed merger a good deal for renewables.
Exelon is not inherently opposed to renewable energy. They have both wind and solar in their portfolio.
Velasquez points out that Exelon owns the country's largest urban solar plant in Chicago and also owns 44 different wind power projects across 10 states.
It's a pretty exciting time from that respect. This is a pretty big change for the industry. Lots of people are installing solar or other distributed resources, both homes and businesses.
But DC Sun's Anya Schulman says you only have to look at Exelon's business model to see how friendly the company is likely to be to policies that encourage the growth of residential solar and wind programs. Whether Exelon is generating energy from wind, solar, or fossil fuels, she says the company relies on large power plants, often far away from the cities that they serve, along with expensive transmission lines to deliver that power.
We're not interested. That's the old model. We're interested in being able to invest our own money to put solar on our own roof to create energy for us so that the jobs and the economic benefit are local. And what we're facing is the potential for a revolution in how the grid is structured, yet it's diametrically opposed to their business model.
As it stands now, PEPCO has nearly 430,000 customers in Washington, and merging with Exelon would make the utility part of a company that has 10 million customers. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, gave its blessing to the deal this fall, but the final call lies with the Public Service Commissions of D.C., Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey. All of the states have to agree for the deal to go through. PEPCO and Exelon say they hope to complete the merger by the middle of 2015. For Here and Now, I'm Jonathan Wilson.